Welcome to Storytime with Chava. Today's story is taken from the Stories of Tzaddikim by the Machanaim Library and is called In the Lion's Den. Times were hard for the Jews of Russia. Members of the Haskalah movement wanted to turn the Jewish people into a secular nation without Torah and mitzvahs, chas v'shalom. They wanted the Jews to dress and behave like non-Jews, and they tried their utmost to make this happen. They knew that if they could force the rabbis to learn secular studies in the non-Jewish schools and universities, the people would follow their example and gradually forget the Torah. An important meeting was held in order to discuss plans to make this happen. Many members of the Haskalah movement and various rabbis took part in the meeting. The majority voted to present a request to the Russian Interior Minister, asking him to force every rabbi to study foreign languages and secular studies in the universities. Only after passing examinations would they be allowed to serve as rabbis of their congregations. The interior minister hated the Jews and would surely agree to such a request. Rabbi Shalom Daivber of Lubavitch, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, sat in his room together with his young son, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak. He was very worried about the new decree which was about to be passed, for it would cause many Jews to leave the path of Torah, chas v'shalom. "What can we do?" Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak asked his father. "You must remain in Moscow and take upon yourself the important task of getting rid of this harsh decree," said the Rebbe to his son. "How hard must I try?" asked the son. "You must try to do all you can, even if it means risking your life," said the Rebbe. "Hashem will help you, and you will succeed in abolishing the decree that threatens the Jewish people." Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak walked through the streets of Moscow, deep in thought, wondering how to get rid of the decree. Suddenly, he met a friend, Baron Ginsburg. "Hello, my friend," the Baron said. "You look worried. What's bothering you?" Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak shook the Baron's hand and greeted him warmly. "I am glad to have met you," he said. "As for my worries, come to my hotel room and I will tell you about them." In his hotel room, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak told the Baron about the terrible decree that would soon be passed and that his father, the Rebbe, had asked him to do all he can to annul to get rid of the decree. "Perhaps you can advise me how I can meet the Russian Interior Minister and influence him to get rid of the decree," he asked. Baron Ginsburg thought for some time. After a while, his face lit up and he called out excitedly, "I've got it! I have an old friend who used to tutor the Interior Minister when he was young. Let's visit him and ask him to influence his former student against implementing the decree." On the appointed date, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak and Baron Ginsburg went to visit the old tutor. They were invited into a spacious room and were seated on large cushioned sofas. The three men conversed on various topics, and the old tutor was very impressed with Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak's wisdom. A warm friendship developed between them, and before they left, the old tutor asked Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak to continue visiting him. "I am an old man and do not see many people. It would be my honor and pleasure to converse, to speak with a man as intelligent as yourself. Please, come and visit me again," he said. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak took the opportunity to visit the old tutor as often as he could. On one of his visits, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak burst into heartbreaking cries. He cried like a child and was unable to calm down. The old tutor was stunned and did not understand why he was crying. Finally, when Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak calmed down, the old tutor asked, "My friend, tell me please, what is the cause for your crying? Perhaps I can help you." Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak then told him the details of the new decree which the Haskalah members had proposed to the interior minister. "Please," he said, "you were the minister's tutor. Surely you could influence him against accepting their proposal." "My dear friend," said the old man painfully, "I would love to help you, but I'm afraid that I will not succeed in influencing the minister. He is by nature a harsh and stubborn man and will not be influenced by anything anyone will say. We must find another way. Let me think the matter over, and we will meet again in a few days." Several days later, the old man invited Rabbi Yitzchak Yitzchak to come see him. When he arrived, the old tutor locked the door behind him, something he had never done before, and he said, "I have an idea for you, but first, you must promise me that you will tell no one what I am about to tell you." After Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak assured him that he would tell nobody, the old man began to tell him again of the minister's evil nature. The minister would not do favors for anyone, not even for his old tutor. It was even dangerous for his former teacher to approach him, and he therefore sought other ways to solve the problem. "I have an idea which may help you," the old man said. "Because I am a loyal citizen and a tutor of the minister, I was given a special permit which allows me to enter the offices of the interior minister whenever I please. As you know, the offices are guarded by day and by night, and oy vey to the man who should be caught inside without a permit. I am prepared to give you this permit, although I am endangering my life by doing so. If anything should happen and you are caught with this permit, you must pretend that you do not know me and never let anyone know how you came to have the permit. Take it, and may God be with you." Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak thanked him dearly, blessed him, and went on his way. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak woke up early the next morning. He davened and asked Hashem to help him for the sake of the Yidden and the Torah. He envisioned his father, who had asked him to risk his life for the matter, and blessed him with success on his dangerous mission. Before going to the interior ministry, he asked as to where the various offices were located, and asked about the minister's office in particular. Carefully, he made his way to the building of the interior ministry. It was a large building surrounded by tall watchtowers and guarded by soldiers. The main entrance was closed, and soldiers stood guarding it. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak arrived at the main entrance in the morning when there were few people around. "What could a Jew be looking for here?" one of the guards asked, looking at him. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak handed the guard the permit which he had received. The guard looked at the permit, which was stamped with official seals, and respectfully opened the gate and allowed the bearded Jew to enter. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak hurried into the building, which had many corridors leading into different offices. He asked one of the workers in the hallway where the minister's office was. To his surprise, the worker just said, "On the fourth floor." After checking the different signs that hung on the walls, he reached the fourth floor and made his way to the far end of the hall where he hoped he would find the minister's office. Suddenly, a door opened at the end of the hall, and an impressively dressed man stepped out and walked across the hall into another room without even noticing the Jew who was standing a few feet away from him. "That must be the interior minister," thought Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, and he hurried towards the office which he had seen the minister exit. On the door hung a small gold sign which read, "His Highness, Stalinin, Interior Minister." Every moment was precious. He slowly opened the door and entered the lion's den. The room was empty. "I must act quickly before the minister returns." Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak went over to the desk. Two piles of documents were lying on it. On the left side were documents which were already checked by the minister and had either been approved or not. On the right side were papers and documents which the minister had not yet checked. In the center of the desk were two stamps. One said approved and the other not approved. A vision of his holy father appeared before his eyes, and Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak quickly began shuffling through the documents, searching for the letter which the Haskalah members had sent. He finally found it lying in one of the drawers, and he stamped it with the seal that said not approved. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak placed the letter in the left pile and hurried out of the office. Although there were guards and workers in the hallway, nobody saw him going in the office or leaving. With a prayer on his lips that he leave the building safely, he continued walking until he was outside. With a happy heart, he went to the old tutor's home to return the permit and to thank him for his great help. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak then returned to his father, who was overjoyed on hearing how Hashem had helped his son succeed in his mission. The Haskalah members were, of course, terribly disappointed when their request was rejected. They cannot understand why the minister had not approved their proposal, which they were so sure he would accept. Thanks to Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak of Lubavitch, who would become the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Jewish people and the Torah were thus saved from the spiritual destruction which threatened them at the time.